When it comes to the final days of the war in Afghanistan, it's hard to imagine American soldiers making a bigger mistake. On August 29th, 2021, six Reaper drones were assigned to monitor Kabul. For 8 hours, the U.S. military watched a white Toyota Corolla run errands. Inside the trunk, they said, were explosives. They were wrong. So it wasn't the righteous strike that one general said it was. Instead, the Hellfire missile killed 10 civilians, including 7 children. The people in that drone strike were victims of the fog of war and bad military intelligence. But for almost 3 weeks after that airstrike, senior U.S. military officials stuck to their story, and the Pentagon only admitted the mistake after reporters dug out the truth. Mistakes add to the fog of war, and so do lies. Lies like the ones told about Afghanistan, but other conflicts too, like Iraq and Vietnam. Remember, Nixon lied about crossing the Vietnam border to bomb Cambodia. Bush sold us a lie about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And one American president after the other tried to convince us that the war in Afghanistan could be won. And that was a lie too. Now, I won't sit here and tell you there are no good reasons to go to war. Hitler comes to mind. All I'm saying is don't lie to us about it. And if you do, we could easily find ourselves in the middle of another Afghanistan, another forever war. At 20 years, Afghanistan is the longest war the U.S. has ever fought. 4 presidents, 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats, all play their part. It started with the U.S. looking for Osama bin Laden post 9/11 and getting rid of the Taliban in the process. It did not go well. The Taliban withdrew from Kabul pretty quickly, but it took 10 years to find and kill bin Laden in Pakistan. During that time, the war in Afghanistan kept changing. It became about building a democracy. Then it was about promoting women's rights, and then infrastructure. And central to the whole process was that the war was totally winnable, or so we kept being told. Then 18 years in, we got a report, the Afghanistan Papers. The reporting showed that U.S. officials had lied repeatedly about progress being made during the Afghan war, essentially from the start. The war, despite what was being said publicly, was considered by many, privately, to be unwinnable. What are we trying to do here? We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking. Overall, more than 170,000 people died. Civilians, Afghan forces, international soldiers, and others. During the final withdrawal, U.S. Marines complained on social media about how badly it was all being handled. One senior Marine in particular, looking back over the last 20 years of people dying in Afghanistan, asked, was it worth it?
From my position, potentially all those people did die in vain. We don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end. Without that, we just keep repeating the same mistakes.
And those mistakes add up. Mistakes like the ones that got 3 adults and 7 children killed in a messed up drone strike. Today, $2 trillion later, and after so many lives lost, we're right back where we started, with the Taliban in power. So you have to wonder, had we known the truth about Afghanistan sooner, about how the war couldn't be won, would the conflict have dragged on as long as it did? And what would have happened had our leaders not lied?